All right, welcome to podcast number 9. Is this 9? I think this is 9.
I
just started it off spilling Mountain Dew all over myself.
Didn't you do that last podcast too?
Yeah, one I did it. I think it was the two where we did it alone, but I did it at the end of the podcast.
Hey, well, at least we're starting it off right.
Right, so this week it's just me and Ben.
Yep.
Me being Joey.
Ben.
I am super excited about this podcast, Ben.
Are you?
Yeah, you know why I'm super excited.
Why are you super excited?
You know why I'm super excited for this podcast.
There's 1,001 reasons why you could be excited, but I want to hear it from you, Joey Paris.
Because we got mics!
Woo!
So, this is the first time we have, like, professional-grade mics, and Ben's over there.
There's a hair on it, and it's bugging me.
I thought you were trying to make noise in them.
No.
So we each have our own mic this time, so we can do crafty volume editing and stuff.
Woo! Which is completely useless, because there's only two of us.
It sure was not useless. It still makes it better overall, but I'm excited. Hopefully we lose that room echo. We don't have blankets up this week.
Which was kind of ghetto.
Hey, have we talked about that?
I don't think we talked about putting the blankets up.
Okay, well, up until this point, we've been using a Blue Snowball microphone to record while we do the podcast.
Which is a great microphone, don't get us wrong.
Yeah, it's great for what it is, but it's also USB and other stuff. But when you have one microphone to record a group of people, it doesn't work that great. Especially since we're in my basement where there's this echo. So we have to put blankets up on the wall and stuff to reduce the echo. Hopefully with these new mics that won't be the case, but we won't find out till after this podcast comes out.
Yep.
So anyway, that's that. Do we want to get into the swing of the topic list now?
We shall just jump right in.
All right. Well, the first thing is we got new mics.
Yay!
Look at that. I did it all on our own.
They are pretty sexy mics too.
They are. People are probably going to ask. So it's the MXL770s. And we pipe them through an Alesi's IO4 audio interface and then plug them into a piece of shit computer.
Great way to finish it off.
Yes. There's nothing special about that computer at all.
Except for the fact that it's 10 years old and still runs.
Okay, I guess that's special. You're right. We should not diss the 10-year-old computer.
That handles our Let's Plays and shit.
Yeah, at least for Capture. Oh, the last one, they fucked up.
They fucked up, yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. So
that's sad, because those are some damn good Let's
Those
Plays.
Those were some damn good Let's Plays, but the video was just super laggy, and the audio didn't line up, and I don't know what happened. But
I just wanted to cry.
We got a new computer, and as long as it has a PCI Express port in it, we can successfully record from that.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, so in other news,
Joe got a new phone.
I did get a new phone. Well, actually, it's not here yet. I got a LG D2, which I've talked about before on the podcast.
Did you get it on Amazon Prime?
No, I got it on Swappa. I don't think we talked about Swappa.
No, we haven't.
Basically, it's like Craigslist, almost specifically for phones, but you don't like meet the people in person. You just
mail your shit.
You just mail it, and you have the PayPal verification, and it's like usually it's about the same price. I shouldn't say way cheaper, about the same price as eBay, but you don't have to pay the ridiculous fees that eBay has. It's just $10. And it gets added to the price. So basically, I'm going to sell my Nexus on it. And so I'd sell my Nexus for $200. And then they would list it at $210. So the buyer pays $210. And that's it.
Well, that's convenient as fuck.
Yeah, it makes it super easy. You do it through PayPal, and there's like nothing else you got to do.
Nice. What if they don't send you your shit?
Well, then they, you do a dispute through either PayPal or through Swappa, and I guess they're good at that.
Oh.
But
that sounds good.
Yeah, so mine's supposed to be shipped out tomorrow morning. I don't know when I'll get it, because it's like through standard lame-ass shipping.
And nothing not Amazon.
Like Amazon Prime. You know, I got like 6 packages today. And I didn't even order them all at the same time. Well, our mics and XLR cables came in a package. Our mic stands came in a separate package. Our Alesi's box, that came like a week ago. I also got an Airport Express today, a phone case today, my sister got a hat. And there was one other box I already... Oh, and I got a dash kit for my car, so we can put a radio in.
Ah, correct. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, exactly. I finally found one. It was $25.
That's about right. That's actually good, seeing as, that was the only one you could fucking find.
Yeah, I was going to say, all the other ones were like $70, and they were double ones, and I don't want a double radio. I want a single den radio. So,
first world problems.
Yeah, it is a first world problem. The real first world problem is that I went out, bought the radio, went to install it, and it just didn't fit, despite Best Buy telling me it was going to fit. So, you know what? Fuck you, Best Buy.
Did we mention what kind of phone you're getting?
Yeah, an LG G2.
Okay.
Which is, which we even mentioned in like the second podcast or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, you've been talking about getting that thing for a fucking
while. Yeah, and I finally did it because I've been doing a lot of IT work at my dad's office, which we, again, also talked about last week.
Yep.
Which brings me to an interesting point. Normally you think old people and like iPhones.
Yes.
When you think of phones, because the iPhones are easy. But I've noticed in the last month, four different of the agents have gotten notes, and they're all older people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of how big the Note 3 is.
Because they're old and they can't see. Because they're
old and they can't see, so it's really fascinating to see that, you know, the old people are moving over to these...
Android devices,
because the screens are so much bigger, and it's like...
I can fit iPhone 5S into the screen of my Galaxy S4.
You can. Like, I had a lady today tell me, yeah, I use it to replace my laptop when I'm watching my grandchildren. What?
Wait, what?
You're replacing your entire laptop with a phone? And she's like, yeah, it does everything I need to. I can send attachments. I was like, okay, well...
I can send attachments.
Well, you can't do it on an iPhone. You can't really send attachments like you can on Android.
Huh.
I mean, you kind of pseudo can, but nothing... You don't have the flexibility you have on Android.
Yeah. I was going to say something, I completely forgot.
Okay.
Well, that had something to do with my phone, but I forgot.
Yeah, you haven't been talking very much this podcast. I feel like this has been the Joey podcast with occasional comments from Ben.
It has been a long fucking day, man.
Has it? Well, hopefully this not duel kick you up in energy.
Yeah, well...
As we're starting this podcast at 11 o'clock at night.
And then on top of that, I have to drive to Orlando tonight.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Which I might be going with you. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I'd have to pack.
Yep.
I haven't packed you yet. Would.
You know, I've decided packing for guys is really easy.
Oh, it is easy. But I still
find two outfits, socks, underwear... Grab your toothbrush.
I forgot my toothbrush in Miami. This is our first podcast since I've been back from Miami.
Welcome back.
Despite the fact the podcast we pre-recorded to release on time while I was in Miami was 2 days late because a certain somebody by the name of Joey procrastinated to the last minute. And yeah,
you can't see me right now, but I'm giving Joey the disappointed face.
He is. But you know what? You didn't have to edit the podcast, so fuck you.
Goddamn right. Well, there wasn't much editing to do.
I still had to do it.
Did you, or did you just have to listen to it?
I didn't listen to it, but... You know, I'm curious. Our dog, or my dog just barked, or my sister's dog. I'm curious if these mics picked it up, because I got that.
Well, in case it didn't before, let's see if it did then. All right. But yeah, today has just been really, really hectic, because I am really, really hungover. It was one of my friend's birthdays yesterday, and we went out, and I said, I'm not going to spend more than $60.
No, that's bullshit. You said you're not going to spend more than $50.
I said 50?
Yeah.
I moved it up to 60, and then I blew that out of the water, so we're not even going to go into how much I spent last night.
Great. Responsible decisions, Ben.
Well, I mean, I went out with my friends, and my coach was with us because we all cheer on the same team.
Right.
And my coach is just buying shots left and right. Like,
and your coach is about your age, right? I mean,
he's 26.
Okay, and you're 24?
24.
Yeah, so.
And he's... There were eight of us, I think, okay. Seven or eight of us, and he's just buying rounds of shots, like one right after another, after wow. another, and I was like, you know what, I should make it easy on him, I'm gonna buy a round of shots.
God damn it, Ben.
That round of shots cost me $100.
Wait a minute.
One round of shots for eight people.
That was a very dumb decision, Ben. You're not allowed to go out anymore, I'm banning you from going out.
I completely forgot how much shots were, since, you know, I can buy a bottle for $20 and do four rounds of shots for 10 people.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I fucked that one up.
Yeah, you did. I'm pretty annoyed at you right now for fucking that one up.
To justify this, I was already blackout drunk by that point. So
that doesn't make it any better.
Well,
that does...
yeah, it does, because I didn't realize what I was doing until after I had a bill in my hand. I was like, fuck, I just spent this money, didn't I?
Well, maybe this is an important life lesson for you.
Yeah, stop fucking going out.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm going to remind you of this next time you tell me you're going out.
No, I might be going on not a date, I wouldn't say, but I might be hanging out with someone soon.
Yeah, well, a date is a little bit different than going out
with
your
friends. Not a
romantic
date, I don't think.
It's a romantic date.
No, don't believe that.
Don't believe him. I gotta sneeze.
Sneeze. Bless you. Damn it, it didn't work. I wonder if it picked that up.
It probably picked that up.
Yeah. I was about to say, do you think it picked
that up?
That
was a pretty loud sneeze.
But, all right, so we started with last night, and...
God damn it.
Look
we're
at you.
We're going to have to cut this out.
Sneezy McSneezerson.
I'm sneezing so fucking long, nobody's going to want to listen.
Jesus, all right. One more of the story. Work sucked, and it was so fun.
You didn't leave the gym today until, like, what, 10:30?
10:30.
Yeah.
10:26, if you want to be precise, because I looked at the clock, and I was like...
So that's almost a full hour and a half than when you're supposed to get off. That kind of sucks, but, yeah. You know. So.
Moving on.
So you're telling me that IBM is trying to put Watson into smartphones?
Yeah.
Now,
in case you don't know who Watson is... Watson is not an actual person, but an AI.
Really? I thought they were going to put a person inside every IBM phone they put out there?
You never know. I mean, shit.
Just an operator always on standby to replace Siri?
Yeah.
have somebody to talk to?
24/7. No, Watson is their supercomputer Jeopardy champion AI thing. I feel like that was a terrible explanation.
No, that's pretty much what it is. Really, what it is a glorified Googler that's a robot.
And works very fast.
And works, well, I mean, it works as fast as Google.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And it whooped Ken Jennings' ass in Jeopardy.
It did, but it's a robot, so I kind of expected that.
Yeah.
Have we talked about the Jackass on Jeopardy yet? He's been on the topic list for like 3 weeks.
The Jackass? Like an actor from Jackass?
No,
he's just an asshole.
He's just an asshole, but he's on Jeopardy.
Nope, we haven't talked about this.
Oh, because he's been on the topic list for like 3 weeks, and I just never get a chance to bring him up. Anyway.
Who is this asshole?
It's somebody who uses game theory in Jeopardy. You know, when people play Jeopardy, they've been playing the same way for the last like 400 years. Because mm-hmm. Jeopardy's been around for 400 years. So yes. In fact, you heard it first on the Frosted Gaming Podcast. You know, and they go at the top and they pick a category and they say 200 and they go to 400, 800, all the way down to the bottom. Well, this guy, what he does is he actively seeks out the daily doubles. So either A, he gets them, and B, so the other players can't get them.
Right, that so makes sense. That's right, why
instead of starting
them.
At like 200 and moving up like everybody else has done for the last forever, he starts at like the upper three
mm-hmm.
and starts there, so it gives him better chances of getting the daily double. Meaning, again, other people can't get it.
Mm-hmm.
And it also removes all the high-level numbers from other players being able to get it. So even if he doesn't know the answers and stuff, it puts him at an advantage over the other players. But it kind of pissed people off because that's not how you play Jeopardy. But frankly, it's a competition, and however you win, you win.
Right.
So I watched one episode where he was on, and it was like 3 days ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he like just completely blew the other two out of the water. He was like four times how much money they had.
What a dick.
Yeah, but you know what? He's doing good. He's winning. I think it's his second week on the show.
Wait, so he's won for two straight weeks.
Well, I don't know how Jeopardy works. I tried to figure it out, but he did it for like 1 week. And then...
You know that's a daily show, right?
Yeah, but it's... They have like a trend, and like the champion goes on every day for a week.
Well, not... No, until he gets beaten.
No, I don't think it works like that. I think there is a cutoff limit before he can't go on, because he was invited back.
Oh, he was...
Even though he didn't lose. But again, I don't really know, so...
Damn.
Yeah, so that's him.
Maybe you can only win for a week and then they have to move on to a new champion.
Maybe that could be it. I don't know. I'm not a Jeopardy expert.
But still, I mean, most people don't even win more than, you know, twice or three times, maybe.
I forget. I think he's won a total of either $100,000 or $200,000, which is pretty amazing.
I would say over 200, probably 200,000.
Yeah, it might have been 200,000.
Because 100,000 is easy to get with 1 week.
Is it? Okay. I don't know. I mean, Jeopardy.
If you don't fuck up. And from what you're saying, it doesn't sound like he fucks
up. No, he didn't
fight.
And that's not to say he doesn't know his answers, because for the most part, he knows a shit ton of answers. It's not like he's a bad Jeopardy player who's gaming the system.
So he's a smart asshole.
Correct.
Well, and then he's just an asshole, but.
Yeah, well, but he's also smart.
But he's a smart asshole.
Yeah. So I had lamb chops today.
Did you?
I'm saying that because I just burped. Yeah, they weren't that good.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't like lamb chops?
The only other lamb chops I had were from Donatello's.
So
you can imagine, and this place was not a Donatello's by any means.
Yeah, you should never get lamb from anywhere that's not like a high-end place.
Yeah, it wasn't a high-end place and the lamb chops were not good.
It was probably like...
I think it was actually like lamb shank? Lamb shank? I don't know. It was something.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I totally just made up that word.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
No, lamb shanks is probably something. Have you had a rack of lamb?
That's what it is at Donatello's that I get. And that's what I really like.
Rack of lamb is fucking awesome. Every time I go to the French place down the street... Which is not very often.
We talked about that before.
Yeah, that's their signature dish, is the rack of lamb. It's the only thing that's always on the list.
When we get our first paycheck, menu. We should go. First significant paycheck.
Fuck yes. Yeah. I'm about that life.
So, in other news, King finally gave up on trying to be their trademarky dipshits.
How many people do you think stopped playing Candy Crush Saga?
Truly, not that many. Because you have to think, who's the target audience for Candy Crush?
Kids. Old people who don't care.
Right. The only people who really care about what a piece of shit King is...
Are the gamers.
Are the hardcore gamers who really probably weren't playing Candy Crush anyway.
Right.
And you've got a couple people like Nick, and you saw even with him, he didn't stop playing.
I stopped playing.
Well, you're you. You are not the target audience, nor the typical gamer.
You're right.
So.
Because I stand up for the little guy.
You're right. But you know, for what it's worth, they did stop, so I guess that's good.
Do you think that it was just because their legal fees just became so over fucking?
No, I don't think so at all. I don't think the legal fees mattered to them.
Really?
Well, because I know they're planning on going public soon.
Oh.
And so, man, keep burping.
You burping, sneezing.
Yeah, this I know. Is just all sorts of bodily actions today.
Well, yeah, next thing you know, you're going to start fucking farting.
Yeah. I was going to go somewhere really dirty with that.
Don't. Well, why not?
That's okay. Everybody,
fuck it, we've made it 10 minutes.
No. Everybody use your wild imaginations.
Just imagine that Nick's here. Nick would have said it.
Or Sai. Either or one. Sai, doesn't matter. But yeah, since they're going public, I don't think they want that negative press around them.
That's a good idea.
And so, you know, but whatever. They did it. They finally gave up their trademark, which is good for the little guys.
Yeah. That's good for Candy Swipe.
Candy Swipe.
Remember the guy who...
No. That was Candy... Was it Candy Swipe? Yeah. So good for him.
Good for him. He's got his shit back.
Hopefully. I think so. Probably.
I would assume.
Yeah. Well, because we said so, he does. Because we're experts like that.
Right.
We are researched and educated people.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. A lot of times.
Researched and educated people. Can that be a t-shirt?
Yes, absolutely.
Speaking of t-shirts.
We have. Man, we are so great at these segues.
We are.
Yeah, so our t-shirt should be in next week. Because it's one of the moms at the gym who's making our t-shirt for us.
She does it professionally. It's not like, yeah, you know, it's someone's like got a fucking glitter pen drawing on a shirt.
Yeah, she's got her puffy paint. But she does actually make sure she's got a vinyl
press
thingy. But she's been
hopefully
really...
she's going to get a screen printer to make everyone's life a little bit easier.
That would be awesome. But anyway, she's been really busy this week, so we told her to just wait on them because we're nice people like that. You're welcome, Heather. Yeah, that's right. I just name dropped her.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's right, Heather.
I don't know if it's the computer making that noise or my stomach.
No, it's the computer.
Okay.
The computer makes us weird. I think it's the hard drive. Like I said, old shitty computer.
It's gurgling at us.
Yeah. So in terms of shitty segues, Nintendo is ending their online support for the Wii and Nintendo DS. The original DS. That's not the 3DS.
Right.
But that includes the Nintendo DS and the DSi.
I have a question.
Okay. After the long delay of you and me being in the room and me not talking, and now you have a question?
Well,
okay.
I mean, I'm like that shitty 10-year-old computer. It takes time for information to process in my head. Does this mean that they're ending support for Pokemon Black and White?
That's a good question.
Because those aren't specifically 3DS, I don't think.
No, they're not. And in fact, Pokemon X and Y are the only two that are specifically 3DS.
Are they? I didn't even know if they were.
What, X and Y, yeah, they are specifically 3DS.
Oh, yeah, because they have the 3D shit.
Right, and they have a little notch on the side of the cartridge that you can't plug into the regular DSs.
Really?
But yeah, how's that work? Noticed. Because with this Pokemon Bank thing that finally came out if there's no online services, how are you supposed to get your Pokemon from Pokemon Black to the Pokebank to get them on the X and Y?
You better hurry the fuck up.
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Yeah, it is.
No, is it theoretically possible that somebody was able to take a Pokemon from the original generation of Pokemon and move it all the way up to X and Y?
I don't think so.
Because think about it. You could go from Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily trade those over to Silver,
and Gold.
Crystal, and Gold. And then from there, you could plug both of them into a DS, which the original ones had both ports for the Game Boy Advance and the... Wait. No, how would you get from Game Boy Color to Game Boy Advance? Was that possible?
Link cable.
Could you link cable between the
two? I think
so. Well, if you could, then you could trade it to a Game Boy Advance game, which was Ruby, Sapphire,
Emerald.
Platinum.
Ruby, Sapphire, Emerald.
And then also Leaf Red and whatever. And then you could trade it from there on your DS.
Leaf Red? Wait, did you just say Leaf Red?
Fuck. Leaf Green and Fire Red. And then go from there to the 3DS, or the DS, which had both the Advance and the DS, mm-hmm. move it up to Pokemon Black, or Diamond, Pearl, then Black, whatever, all the way up to X and Y. I totally think you can.
We should put that to the test.
We should. I mean, now that we've taken a full, like, 3 minutes to explain it. What everybody was already thinking in their head anyway, but that's all right.
What? Whatever.
Anybody who's played Pokemon, it's whatever.
You know what? Speaking of trading Pokemon, though,
In
Pokemon X and Y, they have the Friend Safari at the end of the game.
Right.
My favorite Pokemon is Growlithe. I couldn't get it from anyone else, and I didn't know why, but lo and behold, I was like, what Pokemon did you get from me? Growlithe. Yeah. I was like, you son of a bitch.
If I ever finally got to the end of Pokemon, because I'm only at like the third gym, even though I've had the game for 8 months, 6 months, however long it's been out, I would totally give you Growlithe back.
No, it's all right. I already have one. Oh. And I have a 5 IV Growlithe and a shiny Growlithe.
Yeah, I know nothing about the IVs or the anything.
They're complicated and annoying and stupid because I play casually and not like... I like to enjoy my game. I don't like to do fucking Excel spreadsheets to figure out how to play Pokemon.
It shouldn't be work that you're, well, all right, I gotta breed this Pokemon with this Pokemon to get these
500
ideas.
Fucking times.
Yeah, the games are not supposed to be work. They're supposed to be fun and enjoyable.
Right. Unless you're playing, like, Dota 2 or League of Legends. Yeah, but that could be a job.
But I've chosen not to play those because, you know, or at least not as a job, because that takes the fun out of games, sort of.
Right.
As we say that, as we're starting a company that plays games for, hopefully, money.
You know, not hopefully. We'll make money.
Hopefully for a living. All right. Optimist Ben over there. You know what? I'm going to be a pessimist.
Forever the optimist. You know, we balance each other out. It makes things work.
Yeah, it's true. I always expect the worst. You expect the best, and we end up somewhere in the middle.
No, I expect the worst. I just hope for the best.
Oh. See, I always expect and hope for the worst. Because everything satisfies me. Everything is good enough.
That's a good way to look at it.
With low expectations, it's very easy to be satisfied with whatever you get.
That's pretty true.
For example, that happened today. I went and saw, Nonstop. It's that airplane movie with Liam Neeson. It was really good.
Was it?
I was in suspense the entire movie.
I was thinking it's going to be more like Snakes on a Plane, but...
No,
I have fairly similar taste in movies, so...
There was a couple of things that just didn't make sense. Like, okay, that would never fucking happen. But either which way, I was still in suspense the entire movie up until the end. And so I classify it as a good movie.
Now, did it end how you thought it would?
I was happy with the ending, I think.
You're happy?
I don't want to get too specific for obvious reasons, but I think it ended in a satisfying way, so...
Well,
yeah.
The movie's about, like, there's a murderer on the plane, right?
So I don't want to get into spoiler territory. I'm just really cautious, because...
Well, I mean, that's what they say in the commercial.
But yeah, in the commercial, there's basically somebody on the plane who wants money, and he's going to kill somebody every 20 minutes until he gets his money.
Was the killer who you thought it was?
I'm not going to answer that.
Well, I mean...
Because people could overinterpret. We're just going to stop right there.
All
right. Okay. So, now that we had to get in that conversation...
I'm trying to think of a Clue reference. To be like,
it was Mr. something. It was Colonel Mustard with a hammer.
There you go.
In the ballroom. Was there a hammer in Clue? I don't think there's a hammer.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
I think so.
There's a lead pipe.
I've never played Clue, to be completely honest.
Really?
With you.
Oh, I used to play Clue all the time.
Hey, maybe it could be an awesome life.
Yeah, are there any board game, like, we never talk about board games. Are there any board games you like to play?
No.
Nope. That's that.
I've always wanted to get into, like, Warhammer 40K. Or Warhammer. The little miniature games. It's not like a board game.
I totally own Warhammer 40K on the PC. And that's not a card game.
Not a card game. It's a miniature game.
Oh.
You get like the little fucking statues and push them around and then get a little fucking ruler and a codex.
Yeah, I'm not into that. Those weren't the kind. I was talking like Mousetrap. You ever play Mousetrap? Mousetrap, good fucking game.
Mousetrap was a good game.
Yeah, that was fun. I really just like to build the Mousetrap and then let it go.
My favorite was Chutes and Ladders.
I have a towel that shoots in ladders.
I think I've seen it.
I think you've used it before. I think we've played it at the beach together before.
We may have.
It's probably possible.
We've known each other too damn long.
Yeah, we have. Remember when we used to dig holes all the time? We just dig really fucking deep holes at the beach?
We still do that. Every time I go, I still dig a hole.
Although I don't like going to the beach, so I don't go to the beach when you go.
Right. That's a fact.
Yeah, I don't like sand. You know, it gets in shit.
And somehow I think you're darker than me.
I don't know about that. I'm pretty pale. I did also just come back from Miami.
Yeah.
Which Miami was a disaster and a half.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
I didn't even go, thank God.
Yeah, good choice. You did not miss out on anything. I'll give the brief rundown. So we got to Miami at about 11 o'clock on Friday night?
Maybe. Yeah,
Friday night. It might have been 1 a.m. I don't remember. It had ones in it. And it was late. And half the rooms weren't there. Like, something happened in the booking or whatever, and they weren't ready, and, like, our bus driver didn't have a room. And then finally the room he did got didn't have AC or hot water. So he was miserable his first night.
Poor guy.
Yeah, and then the next day at competition, we had somebody get hurt, so they weren't able to compete. And then the last minute we had to, like, re-choreograph the whole routine. So that was shitty. And then the next day on the ride home, the bus breaks down in the middle of Alligator Alley, 17 miles from the closest exit.
Google Alligator Alley.
It's like a 100-mile-long road of...
alligators.
Swamp.
And alligators.
We were stuck on the side of the road for like 4.5 hours.
And water moccasins.
Yes.
Which are very poisonous snakes.
I don't think water moccasins are poisonous.
I think they are.
I don't think they are.
I'm going to Google this shit right now. All right,
you Google that shit. So anyway, we did that. We were stuck there for 4.5 hours. And it started to get dark. And we were just attacked by a swarm of whatever you would call them. Like mosquitoes and other swampy life forms. Which was terrible and tragic. So yeah. Anyway, we're not going back to Miami because Miami was shitty. Shitty experience. Alright, Ben, so what is your...
How poisonous is the cottonmouth, which is a water moccasin?
Yes, same animal.
Let's see. Best answer. Holy shit, can you make
Ben's
it easy
a really
for
bad
me?
Googler. He's not good at this.
I'm a great fucking Googler, but like I usually do the Yahoo Answers one because it's like a really quick answer.
That's a terrible idea. See, this is what I'm talking about. Ben is a very bad Googler. Going to Yahoo Answers for his answer.
I'm just looking for the fastest fucking...
I bet you I can do it in half the time.
Venomous
ready?
Water moccasin. Yes, it's venomous.
Okay, alright.
Usually found in water. Dark body. Something scaly.
All right, so we've come up with a generic description for a snake.
Right.
Good.
It is poisonous, though.
Okay, well,
fuck your shit up.
Anyway, so, yeah, when there were moccasins out there, we didn't see any, but that doesn't mean they weren't there.
Right.
As you can imagine, the grass on the side of the highway is not cut very often, if at all. And there were bees everywhere, like...
That's just a shitty place to break down. And why were kids getting out of the bus?
Because the bus was so hot. Because the bus broke down, so the AC wasn't working.
Oh.
So you have 40 people in a bus on the side of Alligator Alley when it's, you know, 90 degrees outside.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's... Well, and now we're getting like a fucking Arctic dick blast.
Arctic dick blast. All right. That's the new term for the polar vortex. You heard
polar vortex, that's what it is.
Yeah, but it's back or it's the second one. I don't know what it is. But yeah, it was cold as dicks last night.
It's cold as dicks outside right now.
You're right, it is.
Because I just got here like an hour ago.
Not even. Yeah.
Almost.
Almost. Yeah, just about. So.
But I efficiently navigated the streets using proper... speed limits and shit.
You know, I actually have gotten to the point where I know how long every light is, like how many seconds it is, so I can know how to keep my speed at my car, so I always get to the red lights as they turn green, and I miss, or I get to the green lights before they turn red. So for the most part, I can get to the gym avoiding every red light, just with good timing. So
I'm blinking at you because who the fuck does that?
Do you know how many times I've gone to the gym over the last 6 years?
A lot.
Exactly, so I get
almost
bored of
5 days
drives.
A week.
Exactly, so eventually you figure out how long each, you know, light is. It's just...
No, I've been going there for 9. I don't figure that shit out.
Well, you're not normal, so fuck you.
I am normal. I enjoy listening to my music, and I purposely try to hit red lights.
Why?
So I can listen to my music.
Oh, okay, I guess that makes sense. I listen to podcasts while I drive.
And I'm always still 30 minutes early.
That's good. That's a good characteristic to
have. Unlike everyone else.
Except today, you were like an hour and a half late, but that's not really your fault, so...
To the gym?
No, to the house, for the podcast!
Oh, I was about to say. To the gym, I was on time.
Yeah.
Always on time. With a hangover.
So, in completely unrelated news, Twitch Plays Pokemon has beat the Elite Four.
Yeah,
although
what?
They have, yes. Last podcast, they had beaten, I think, 3 gyms, and in the last, like... week and a half or whatever, they've made
last
it all the
podcast,
way...
Last podcast, which was recorded on a Sunday.
Yes, and posted on a Monday, and was not late by any means, was... yeah, they beat the Elite Four, but they did not beat the, like, fifth player
the
after
champion.
The Elite Four yet.
The champion. The champion.
I haven't beat the Elite Four since, I think, Emerald.
Really?
No. Since Sapphire. Sapphire was the last Elite Four I beat.
I think... In Pokemon X and Y, that was the first Elite Four that I beat.
Really? In all of your Pokemon life? That
well,
was
no,
the
no,
first?
No, no, no. I've beat the first generation gym leaders. May have beat our first generation Elite Four and champion. May have beat the second generation. I know 3, 4, and this is 5, right? No, or
this
6.
This is like 7?
No, this is Gen 6.
6? Okay, 6.
So at 3, 4, and 5, I never beat the Elite Four.
I know I definitely beat the first 4, which was Yellow... Crystal,
Emerald,
Sapphire. Oh, so I guess I only beat the first 3. Yeah. First 3 generations. But whatever, you know.
But
but yeah, so anyway, Twitch fucking 40,000 people got together and were like, yeah, we beat the Elite Four together collaboratively.
Collaboratively. With democracy.
With democracy.
Really.
And there's some anarchy. Mostly anarchy, but a little bit of democracy.
Mostly anarchy. Consult the Helix.
Yeah, which turned into...
A religion.
A religion, which is actually, but the Helix evolved finally.
Yeah, yeah, they,
Omatar, Omigar, Omir, Omar?
Omastar?
Omastar? Omastar? Omastar?
Omnimite.
No, I don't know.
Omnimite?
No.
Whatever the Helix fossil becomes when you resurrect it.
Yeah, that's what's happened.
Well, basically, they brought God back.
Yes.
Or their God.
They reincarnated him.
From the Helix.
Yeah, and some people are saying that this like collaborative 40,000 player input to a game is going to become its own like gaming genre or something.
Dear God.
So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that's actually going to happen?
It could. I'd shoot myself in the fucking face.
Why?
Because watching Twitch plays Pokemon...
You don't have to watch it just because other people are playing it. I don't like...
Well, I mean, like, I even...
chess, but that doesn't make me want to shoot myself.
Right, right. But chess is methodical. There's a reason behind everything. You have 40,000 people and a bunch of trolls. So you're
saying
you don't like
anarchy. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think it'll ever work out. I think this is a very, like, short-lived experience.
Yeah.
It's cool and unique because it's a new thing, but I don't think it's gonna...
Right, right. It's never going to grow into anything else.
Right, because there's a very limited number of games you can play this way, and it's going to lose its novelty really quickly.
Yeah.
So
it's a novel idea. Novel idea.
It's a novel idea. It's cool. I really like it. Totally awesome, but I don't think it has a, like, future, per se.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah. All right, well, that conversation just ended right there.
Well, I mean... Well, yeah, there's really nothing to go on there. I mean,
no, there really isn't, so...
Like you said, it was a really good idea...
And still to do a cool once. Idea. And I could even see it continuing, would like maybe make their ways through all the Pokemon generations.
Yeah, if they did that through the generations, that would be cool. But I think it's very specific to this series, if they're going to make it a series.
There's a couple other ones you could do that are similar RPGs that you could probably get away with. But you'll never be able to do like a platformer like that.
I mean, at its core, even though Pokemon has changed drastically since it first came out... I mean, the gameplay is pretty much still the same, no matter which way you cut it.
Yeah.
There's very little customization. It's not very open world. You can't really, like for example, if they did, like, Twitch plays Just Cause 2.
Nothing would happen. You wouldn't even...
Right.
Nothing would accomplish it. Like we said, it's a very specific market.
Right. Because you'd start a mission, and you'd go to the other side of the world to fucking jerk off in a plane or something. I don't know.
Which is basically all you do in that game when you're actually playing in control anyway. So.
Right, but at least you finish the missions.
Right, but getting 80,000 people together to do that just won't work quite the same.
No.
But apparently, Pokemon movies and the TV show are coming to Netflix, which I am embarrassed to admit I'm kind of excited about.
Oh, don't be embarrassed. Be excited. I'm excited. I'm fucking stoked about that.
I think I'm caught up for the most part in all the movies, but I haven't watched the TV show since probably, like, season one.
Right. I haven't watched the TV show since the original trio, Brock, Misty, and Ash.
I briefly watched some episodes with May in it, I think. But I might just be remembering the movies.
I tried to watch an episode recently. I think it was I don't think it was the black and white. I think it was the one before that. But, I was gonna lose my shit. I was like, this is gay! Well, what the fuck happened to cool Pokemon?
For what it's worth, it is directed at kids who are, like, the age of 10, so...
Right. And, by the way, it's been... How many years since Pokemon came out?
I don't know. But it's been
the TV show came out in 1998, so it's 16 years. The motherfucker's been 10 for 16 years.
And you haven't been 10 in 14 years, so you know.
Right.
Pokemon's no longer interesting to you.
No, it's still interesting. Like, I'll rewatch the first block of TV.
That nostalgia cartoon. Level that... You know, people don't really attribute nostalgia to how much they enjoy old classic games.
Except for when you turn it into a drinking game.
You talk about alcohol a lot. You sure you don't need help or anything?
I do not have a problem. Honestly, I think this week I've gone out and drank the most I have in the last 4 years.
Okay, well, that's good. We should...
Stop that immediately.
We should just move on forward from here, saying, all right, I did it. I'll do it again in a year.
No, I won't ever do it again. I can't.
Uh-huh.
Just financially and the way I feel in the morning, I can't do it. I feel so good when I wake up. Today, I wanted to curl up in a ball.
And die. Yeah.
No, I never want to die. I never want to commit benicide.
Benicide? I love how you've named suicide after yourself.
Well, it's specific to me. I mean, Joey killing, or someone killing Joey would be Joey's side.
No, wouldn't that be somebody going out and killing all the Joeys? Wouldn't that be a Joey side?
Tomato, potato.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Is there a genocide for just names?
I don't know. Probably. I mean, why not? If there's not, we can make one.
Right.
We could totally be the first to just go out and kill everybody with this specific name.
Anyone named Ash.
Ash?
Yes, as in Ash Ketchum. Yes.
I don't know that many Ashes.
So, but the fun part of the Pokemon drinking game is every time Ash makes a dumb decision...
Here we go talking about Pokemon. Well, we're talking about Pokemon and alcohol this entire podcast.
Whatever, fuck it.
So everybody knows where Ben's mind's at.
Well,
alcohol and Pokemon.
Alcohol and Pokemon.
Pretty much made up his life. Yeah.
Back. Way to throw me under the bus.
Yeah,
thanks,
sorry.
Buddy.
You're welcome.
I'm asshole. Here for
you. That's why we're friends.
Yep. So, let's get off the topic of Pokemon and alcohol. You're right, let's talk about something else.
All right, well, next, the Star Wars Episode 7 got a release date for December 18th, 2015. You're actually the one who told me that.
I am the one who told you that, and yes. I am excited because I guess they're going to have cameo appearances or maybe more than that from Mark Hamill, who played Luke Skywalker, and okay. Carrie Fisher, who was Princess Leia.
You know, I had no idea who those people were until you just said it. I was wondering why they were on the topic list. But...
Mark Hamill is the king shit of nerdiness because he was Luke Skywalker. He was the voice actor for the Joker in the Batman cartoons, and he did a whole bunch of other shit too.
All right, and we're
back.
Not that we actually went anywhere. We just had to move the mics around for just in case, but
just cause.
Yeah. So anyway, back just to the topic list.
But yeah, Mark Hamill, badass. That's it. I was going to cut that one really short because
cool.
I don't remember all the things he's done, but he's done a lot.
He's an awesome guy. Okay, well, that's important.
Oh, he was Colonel Blair in the Wing Commander series. By the way, Star Citizen was like $90 bazillion in crowdfunding.
$90 bazillion? Wow.
It's up there. I think it's the most crowdfunded game ever of all time.
And I still have not heard a single thing about it.
Really?
Really.
I'll have to introduce you to this.
Okay, well, we'll do it after the podcast.
But it's made by the guy who made Wing Commander, I think.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
But because there hasn't been a game like that in forever. So he decided to make one, and everyone's like, yes, that's a good fucking idea.
It's a good idea. You should do it.
Yeah. Here's some money.
And what else is coming back is Heroes.
Heroes?
Yeah, which I guess it's going to be like a mini-series.
A mini-series? Aww.
Well, because apparently Heroes was originally supposed to be... Each season was supposed to be a different set of heroes.
Oh.
And I guess they kind of dropped that idea.
Well, I mean...
Because, you know, I don't know how well you remember Heroes, because you watched it even before I did, and it's been years since I watched it. I watched it when I had just gotten out of the hospital.
Right.
So that it was right after that.
Four years ago.
Was that 4 years ago?
That was 4 years ago.
And you watched it before that. Anyway, the first season was, like, significantly better than all the other seasons.
Yes.
By a long shot.
After the first season, the show kind of went downhill.
Exactly, which is why it was canceled. But, you know, maybe if they renewed the heroes each season, it would
make that back in better. The day, I couldn't get enough of Hayden Panettiere.
I still would take all of Hayden Panettiere.
No,
you wouldn't. I would. I don't give a fuck if you would. In fact, it works out better for us if you don't and I do.
Right.
Yeah, because let's be honest, you wouldn't pick me.
Oh, God, I got a burp.
That's okay. We have the technology to mute one mic at a time.
I know.
Although I really got to figure out how to do the thing, because right now it can only record two mics at a time, or at least on their own channels. I know it supports four, but I got to like install software and shit. And I'm
yeah, sure. Do things.
And... Yeah, do things, and I'm not very good at doing things, I've determined.
I, on the other hand, can completely disagree with that, as you are responsible for editing everything we do.
Let's pretend like I do nothing. I want my worth in this company to be illusion to be worthless.
I mean, Joey does jack shit. I do all the hard work.
Exactly. Can we credit Cy? Can we say Cy does all the good work? Or Cy? Daniel? Daniel does all the hard work.
Dan does,
but
the
he
work.
Gets no credit because he's never in the podcast.
I was about to say we can credit Cy with yelling a lot.
Cy does yell a lot. That is a fact.
He's a very angry individual.
He is. He breaks shit a lot too.
Yeah, he does.
And hopefully we can profit off of his breaking shit.
Yeah, he almost broke his new TV again.
How did he break his new TV? Almost.
Almost. Same way he always does. Throwing controllers.
Hmm. So, you want to talk about your house that you're getting, hopefully, like, in the next week? Or
no, not really.
Don't want to talk about it?
No.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'd rather talk about getting my credit score back up, which...
Dad's friend left you a voicemail.
He did. Yes. So, hopefully I can fix that, and then I can buy a house instead of renting one.
Yeah, that would be very nice.
That would be fucking awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. It's exciting news. Getting a fucking god. I feel like apartments are such a waste of money.
Well, they pretty much are. I mean, you have to remember though that a house can be like a sucker for money, because anything happens to the house, it's your money that it has to fix it.
Right.
Whereas in an apartment, a lot of the stuff, if something goes wrong, the apartment, like something or another, will fix it for you.
You have to purchase additional insurance for that though.
Oh.
So it's the same shit as owning a house.
Gotcha.
Except shittier, because you don't get to keep your apartment after 20 years.
That's true. That's true. There's a bunch of really nice condos in Channelside. Just
do I have $1.5 million?
You don't need $1.5 million.
Bro, those condos are expensive.
No, not the ones I was looking at. They were like $100,000.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's what I'm saying.
I could do that.
Yeah, and you could do two or three bedrooms. It's going to be like $1,200 or $1,600 a month. Yeah. Here we go, making the podcast local again. If you're looking to move into Channelside in Tampa...
It's a very nice area.
It is a really nice area, but, you know, probably don't care unless you're actually planning on moving here.
Right.
In which case, call my dad. He's a real estate agent.
I haven't been to Channelside in a long, long time.
I haven't been to Channelside since, like, 5 hours
ago. Shut the fuck up. Lucky.
Yeah.
Channelside's actually really nice.
It used to be nicer. They used to have a really nice movie theater with an IMAX in there, and for whatever reason, the movie theater closed.
Probably wasn't making too much money. No one was ever there when I went.
I don't know, because normally areas like that, it's the movie theater that brings the people in, right, and then they stay for the restaurants, but...
Well, I mean,
I don't know.
After a certain time, it's more bars than restaurants.
Well, that's the problem, is there used to be a lot of restaurants in there, and they kind of eventually all closed down. I mean, I think you got Hooters in there now, and...
Yeah, because that's a restaurant you want to take your kids to. You know, I don't understand that.
You shouldn't be taking your kids to Channel 7 in the first place. There's nothing really there for them.
Well, back in the day, when there was restaurants and shit.
Kinda. Well, that is where the cruises leave out of Tampa.
Is it? Side. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. I haven't been on a cruise
in a while. That makes sense.
I want to go on a cruise. We should go on a cruise.
I'm definitely going on a cruise this summer.
Like, by yourself?
I don't fucking care.
All right, cool. We'll go on a cruise together.
I've always been terrified of open water, so I'm going to break that fear by going on a cruise.
Oh, I don't have fears like that.
Well, I mean, what do you think would be the worst possible way to die? For me, drowning all the way. Worst possible way to go.
I don't know about the worst. It's definitely up there in terrible ways to go. But
like, I would rather burn to death than drown to death.
At least burning's faster, I guess.
Yeah.
Apparently drowning's peaceful, but apparently it says burning. Because I think they say that just so you always feel better.
Right. But how is not being able to breathe peaceful? I'd be freaking the fuck out.
Well, apparently there's a point where, like, you no longer have the desire to breathe, so you just kind of drift. I don't know. I haven't died, so you're asking the wrong person.
Right, right. But, when you burn to death, your nerve endings burn super quick, so... I mean, you know you're burning to death, which is, I guess, a scary thought.
In itself. Wow, podcast got very mortifying.
Joey can't fucking talk.
I can't talk, and we have these great new mics to pick up my inability to talk. It's great.
Too bad we don't have Nick. Nick's a... Nick is really bad. Joey, your talking is contagious.
Well, apparently it's all Nick's fault.
Yeah.
Nick started it.
He's the worst out of all of us.
Probably.
But he has a speech impediment.
Does he?
Well, he says...
I've never noticed.
I think we brought it up on the podcast. He can't, like, say words with R's or something.
I'm still calling bullshit on that. I think he's just using it as an excuse because he trips over his words sometimes. But
sometimes.
Everybody does, so...
Trips over his words all the time.
Well, so do I. That doesn't mean shit. My brain just thinks faster than my mouth can talk. It's true. It's fact.
I think Nick's brain is the opposite. It just works slower than his mouth.
His mouth is going. He's like, well, fuck, what am I supposed to say now?
Potato.
Man, this has been one random ass podcast this week.
You know, who fucking cares?
These duo podcasts are always interesting.
Since you haven't done it yet, shout out to Brittany.
I would give a shout out to Brittany in like forever, but shout out to Brittany. Can we give a shout-out to somebody else? Who do you want to give a shout-out to, Ben?
Let's give a shout-out to Cy and Nick, who are not here this week.
We can't give a shout-out to them. Give a shout-out to somebody who's not on the podcast.
Shout-out to Dan for always being the butt of my jokes.
You're right. You know, I told him he should come on the podcast. He's like, well, you never invite me. And you're like, yeah, you're right, we don't.
For reasons.
And I just left it there. No, I'd take Dan on the podcast. So you're right. Let's do a shout-out to Dan.
Hey, shout-out to Dan. Hey, buddy. Does he even listen?
I don't know. I don't think so. Probably not.
Dan, listen to the fucking podcast or I'll do nothing. Stab empty you. Threats.
Yeah. I'd stab you with a spoon. Were you still on the team?
From?
Adam said it one day. Adam was our previous coach, and we were all on a team together with him.
I think we said some things in the previous podcast that make us want to censor out his name. probably not.
No. I think we said he was a good dad. I think that's...
He is a great dad.
I think that was our thing. We don't really have to censor his name.
So my mom just found out who his wife is.
Really?
Yeah, she didn't know.
Oh, well, that's weird. So anyway, back to the original story. And Daniel was on the floor. He was talking or something. He's like, Daniel, I'm going to cut you with a spoon. I don't remember. It was probably way funnier if you would have been there.
Well, just imagine a big, burly, lumberjack-looking motherfucker threatening to cut someone with a spoon.
Yeah. Pretty scary, actually. Kind of.
I think he actually had the beard then, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, we have a tradition in the gym, sort of. If we go undefeated, you don't shave until you eventually get defeated. Or don't get defeated, and then the season's over.
Right. So I've been clean-shaven pretty frequently.
So we had guys on the team who were like 18 years old with full lumberjack beards. So that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we go dig up the picture where I had my half beard at Cheersport?
Yeah, if you have it.
Yeah.
I remember. Well, yeah, we'll post it on the
link. Just Google Ben Schaefer.
This entire podcast has been one entirely long tangent.
Of Google sessions.
Of Google sessions, Pokemon, and alcohol.
Yeah, that about sums us up.
Yep. All right. Well, I can't even like smoothly transition into these other things other than I'm super excited for a possible Red Dead Redemption, which is weird because I never played the first Red Dead
Revolver was the first one.
Oh, there was?
Yep, and then Red Dead Redemption is the second one.
I didn't even know there was a first game for me to play.
Okay, well, fuck.
So apparently I've never played the second game either, which is something I really wanted to play forever. I just haven't gotten around to it. So I'm really excited for a third game for me to probably never play, but really want to play. Because that's the kind of life I live.
How could you be excited for a game that you never play?
Because I have the potential to play it. Like, I'm still super excited for Bioshock Infinite. I haven't played it. I own it.
You own it?
Yeah.
I don't even own it. You can actually buy it for Mac. So I was looking in the App Store the other day, and I saw Bioshock Infinite. I'm like,
yeah,
what?
2K, I think 2K Games is pretty big about cross-platforminess.
And supporting Mac.
That would be what
one does.
Nobody supports Mac, for reasonable reasons.
Well, no, mine handles things pretty well.
Yeah, but it's a completely different architecture.
That's fine, it still works.
Yeah,
it manages.
But like, programmers have to do a lot of different things.
Okay, they have to learn a new language. Just kidding, they have to do a lot more.
And Ben, from the uneducated portion of the
podcast. Oh my god!
What?
I'm hitting a certain spot in my leg and it's making my foot go numb.
I'm so happy for you, Ben.
I feel so weird.
Alright, we're not allowed to do late night podcasts anymore.
Well, no, I'm running off like...
Although, I think I got my Tuesdays open, so I think we're going to move podcasts to
Tuesday morning?
Tuesday mornings at like 12 or 1.
Okay.
Because I've got my work stuff in the morning, but...
Right, and I've got my life stuff in the afternoon.
Right, exactly. So we'll figure out this time. So maybe podcasts will start going back to being on Wednesdays, maybe.
Yay. Not that you guys care. I mean, how many people actually listen day of?
Day of, I don't know. But I think we're up to like 25 listeners a podcast.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I'm going to start advertising on Facebook to get us Facebook likes.
Yay.
Yeah. But don't listen to this podcast first, because...
If you haven't liked us on Facebook already, go do so, Frosted Gaming.
Yeah, facebook.com/frostedgaming.
Just Google.
Or you could go to frostedgaming... No, I'm sorry. facebook.frostedgaming.co, and it'll take you right there.
Yes. Or you could go to frostedgaming.com and click on the Facebook link.
Or frostedgaming.co.
Or frostedgaming.co.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, that is the way of the future. Websites are going to all end in .co, because we're running out of .com domains. .co is the next step. Yeah, long list of things.
No, we don't have a long list of things. We had a pretty short list of things that we somehow have not gotten to yet.
Oh, God, and I don't even know how to transition into these. These solo podcasts, or duo podcasts, are just not...
Not our thing.
Not our thing. But that's okay.
We're sorry, guys. We love
you. We're sorry. We love you. We thank you for listening anyway. I mean, who knows? Maybe these are going to be the most
popular. If they haven't turned us off yet.
Yes. If you guys haven't already stopped listening.
In recent news, the Diablo 3 auction house is closing down.
Yeah, which is interesting. I don't remember why that's interesting. But I feel like it's... Everybody said it was going to happen, and they were all like, no, it's not going to happen. And
I thought it closed down a long time ago.
Did it? Maybe they announced they were closing it down a long time ago?
There was another game that had an auction house. Was it Diablo 3?
I don't know. I haven't heard of any other auction houses.
All right, well, I'm confused.
Well, here's a podcast of me and Ben just giving each other looks of thinking.
Yeah, well, but I remember someone having an auction house before and it getting shut down, like, shortly after it came out. I think it might have been StarCraft.
No, StarCraft didn't have an auction house.
No, that would make no sense. But basically, they're shutting it down because people were exploiting it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, people would go hunt for rare items and then sell them in the auction house for real cash. And it took the fun out of the game.
But arguably, that's what it was designed for. So, you know, that's kind of what they expected to happen. But I agree. I think it did take the fun out of the game. And again, like we said earlier, it kind of made it too much like work.
Yeah.
I'm going out, going to buy these rare items to sell to make money, and then I'm going to go work my real job to pay for these items in the game that I really don't need.
Right. Right. So. But I think ideally what they wanted, because they have such a plethora of like rare loot items that you can get and to customize your character to build it a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what they wanted to do when they released the auction house was make it for like the higher level players who were just looking for a specific skill set from a weapon. Okay. Or a piece of armor or something like that. So they can swap like that. But instead it became all these high-level characters.
It became people wanting to make money.
Right, selling right. low-level items and shit like that.
But I can't say I'm surprised that happened. I would have told you that's probably how it's going to happen.
Right, I would...
As soon as you start selling items for real-world money, people are going to find every way they can to make the most money they can make.
Yeah, Well, Blizzard does World of Warcraft, too. Didn't they... Aren't they doing something about the people selling their accounts online?
It's been against the rules forever, but...
Yeah.
I know they've announced you can now pay money to upgrade to a level 60 character right off the bat, or maybe a level 80, whatever the max level is. So you don't have to grind to get up to the max level, and you can just play from there.
So what's the fun of that?
I don't know. I don't play World of Warcraft, so I don't really...
Yeah, neither do I, but...
No, why? I mean, I guess there's obviously this other stuff to do after you reach level 80, because people play once they're there.
Guys, send us some hate mail to tell us why we're wrong, and why...
Yeah, which...
Starting at level 80 or 60 or whatever the high level is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or whatever.
Whatever Ben was trying to say. Whatever his point is. Really think of this not as a podcast, but as a really long new microphone test.
Yes.
That'll better represent this podcast.
We're testing our peas.
Yes, because we need pop filters.
We still don't have those.
No, because we spare every expense we can. And by spare, I mean save. On every expense.
Yep.
Although we are going to have to get longer XLR cables. So, that's a thing.
But... my question is, are they going to completely remove it, or are they just going to remove the real world or real money aspect?
From what I've heard, they're completely shutting it down.
That sucks.
Which is interesting, but I haven't even heard of people playing Diablo 3 anymore anyway.
I still play it.
No, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because a lot of people out here are playing Torchlight 2, which is like a free-to-play Diablo.
Okay, well, I'm going to start playing fucking Torchlight.
Or is it free-to-play? No, it's not free-to-play, because I had to pay for it. Another game I've paid for that I haven't played. It's not monthly, though, nor is Diablo, but... Yeah, so...
Well, no. Is it on your Steam account?
Yeah. One of my...
See, I was playing on a 360.
I haven't bought a 360 game since probably Halo 4.
That's been a while.
Yeah, it is.
I went to the midnight release of that.
You did! I had it delivered to my house.
Yep.
We went to a midnight release together, didn't we? What did we go get?
For ODST. Or Reach.
Reach. It was Reach. And I was at GameStop, and I answered a question. It was like... What year does Halo take place in? And the answer is 2552. And I was supposed to win a poster from GameStop. My poster.
You never got your poster?
I never got my poster.
I don't think it was a poster. I think it was one of those like life-size Master Chief cutout.
No. It was definitely a poster. It was a big poster that they had in like the windows that I was supposed to get, and I never got it. So fuck you, GameStop. I don't buy shit from you anyway, so fuck you. Yeah. Man, I have given all sorts of fuck you shout-outs to
people. Best Buy.
Best Buy, GameStop, my teacher from last week. I changed my major, by the way.
What'd you change it to?
IT.
Isn't that what you do anyway?
Yeah, pretty much.
But now you get a piece of paper saying that you can do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's pretty much the same. I can just take it online, which means I don't have to deal with my shitty teachers as bad.
Cool.
Although some of my teachers are really cool. I really like my English teacher. She's awesome. I haven't met her because it's an online course, but...
I was about to say, you always have, like, a thing for your English teachers.
Wow, way to call me out there. That's all right.
Well, no, I mean, like, last semester, you're like, oh, my English teacher's really cool.
He was really awesome.
And
the one before that was really pretty.
So, Joey's just on a list of good luck with English classes.
Yeah, which was completely the opposite of high school. I did not have a single good English teacher in high school. No, that's a lie. I did have one. Anyway, nobody cares about Joey's high school experience, because it really wasn't that interesting.
But everyone cares about mine. In my senior year of high school, my English teacher was awesome.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I had an awesome computer teacher in high school.
Did you sleep through class and still get an A?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
That's how I made it through high school. But
sleeping?
Yeah, sleeping.
Well, I think me too.
It's amazing what you learn while you sleep and shit, right?
Yeah, it's like subliminal or something. It was in an episode of Dexter's Lab.
Yeah, here we go. Better science education through the Frosted Gaming Podcast.
Yep.
That's what we're here for, to better educate our listeners. Can we classify ourselves up through the educational section instead of comedy? We should. That's what I'm going to do. Next podcast, under educational.
So, you have to listen to this one to know where the next one is. Dun, dun, dun. It's like a game.
Yes. And that's a great way to automatically lose listeners. Well, I don't feel like putting up with that shit. It's not even that good anyway.
Fuck that.
That's it. We're only on podcast number 9, so.
So we have...
We have plenty of time to figure
out. To lose all of our listeners.
Plenty of time to lose all of our listeners and figure our shit out on a serious note. So. Yeah. And also, probably this one with the mics. This is the first time we've used these new mics, so I don't know how... Two people recording.
Joey, I think we've said that this is the first time we've used these new mics.
I know, but I haven't talked about, like, the audio quality may not be what we expect it to be, because we don't really know the settings to use.
Well, and our little test, it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, so, but we'll see how it works in the long run of things.
Yep. Next topic.
Segways. I started listening to the Ruby soundtrack.
Did you?
Which was number one on iTunes for like 2 months or something, which is pretty amazing.
Yes.
But I finally listened to it. I'm not a huge fan of like the rock style songs.
Wait, no, I thought they were number two.
No, they were number one. Hmm. But anyway, I'm not a huge fan of the rock style songs on the podcast or the soundtrack.
Yep.
But all that's of the score music on it, fucking phenomenal.
Well, even their rock style songs, I kind
of
like.
I kind of like, but I don't. I'm not a huge fan of them. But again, their score songs, fucking fantastic. I listen to them while I drive, and it makes driving that much better.
Joey feels epic as he drives.
I do. It's like driving on an adventure, and that's great. I love driving on adventures.
Especially I love going on adventures.
I still have to decide if I'm going to Orlando with you tonight.
No, we'll see.
So did you see that Steve Jobs memorial statue?
I did.
And your thoughts?
Steve Jobs would hate it.
Yeah, he would. All right, I'm going to do my best to describe what the Steve Jobs memorial statue looks like. It's a, like, 4-foot-tall Pez dispenser made out of brushed metal that's kind of beaten and worn, and they put ones in a big one and a big zero on the side, you know, because computers have ones and zeros. There was some real deep thought put into that, clearly.
Yeah.
And then two other, like, Greek symbols that I don't recognize, so I don't have any input on them, but I'm guessing it's bullshit. And it's nothing like Steve Jobs.
Yeah, someone said something stupid like, oh, its flawed characteristics would make Steve Jobs love this. I was like, no.
No, that's not what Steve Jobs liked at all. Even if maybe he was personally a slightly flawed person, he liked clean and sleek and smooth.
And well-polished.
And well-polished. I think it's like a ceramic thing.
I thought Steve Jobs was going to come out of his grave, grab that giant dildo with his head on it and smack the person who made it with the
I'd like to think statue. That Steve Jobs is in his grave right now, really annoyed at his statue.
His arms are probably crossed. He's got a disgruntled look on his face.
He's got the angry cat look. We shouldn't talk about dead people like that. Steve Jobs was a good guy. He did a lot of awesome things for technology.
Yes.
He's the reason we have touchscreens now, I believe. Because we have good touchscreens now. Because we've had touchscreens forever. And they were all kind of shitty and not that great. But, you know,
he made touchscreens cool.
Yeah, he made touchscreens cool, and he really
took us into the future.
Yeah, he did. You know, and people say, you know, iPhone's not that great or whatever, but he was still the first. And we may have never gotten to that level of touchscreen, or at least not nearly as soon without him. So, you know. Yeah, go Steve Jobs.
But, like, I watch movies from, like, the 80s, and they're, like, walking around with these little digital tablets, and they're, like, I remember watching, well, I don't remember watching him in the 80s, but I remember watching him in the 90s when they were old. The
80s before he was born.
Right.
Weird.
When I was like 10 or 11 watching these old-ass movies, like Star Wars, I think, has shit like that.
Star Wars that old?
Star Wars is like this from the 70s.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. Hmm. And they're walking around tapping away on these, well, they're fake, obviously, in the movie, but now we have them in real life, and we're like... Where's my fucking X-Wing?
I really want to install a Nexus tablet in my car as a radio, but it takes a lot of money and effort. So.
Probably a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, because you have to get, like, amplifiers and stuff to convert the auxiliary audio to actual car audio, which is, like, a couple $100s to get that piece of hardware, since you'd be replacing your radio, which already has one built in.
See, I was going to get a scooter. That's what I would do with my thousands of dollars.
Ben wants to get a scooter. I don't know why he wants to get a scooter so bad, because it's kind of weird, but...
It's a Honda Ruckus. Look it up. They're the most badass things in the world.
It's still a scooter.
It's so badass, though.
It's a scooter. They're so badass. You can't look badass on a scooter.
You can totally look badass on a scooter. You cannot look badass on a scooter. You could look badass on that scooter.
All right, you keep dreaming.
Okay, I will.
You keep living in your little bubble.
I will. I like my bubble.
So since we're on the level of disagreeing, can we talk about space elevators for a minute and why you're an idiot?
Why I'm an idiot?
Yes.
Joey Paris. Space elevators are totally possible.
Not really.
Yeah. Why are they not possible? Explain this.
Because how in the world are you going to make a 60,000 mile long rope?
They have the materials. They have the technology.
No, they really don't.
Yeah, they do.
60,000 miles. Whoa. And what happens if the slightest thing knocks it out of orbit? You know what happens?
Crash.
You get a 60,000 mile long rope that just wraps around the Earth.
That'd be so fucking cool, though.
The slightest error happens.
Well, I mean, imagine getting trapped under that 60,000 mile.
I mean, it probably wouldn't even actually do that much damage, because I would imagine it's going to be a very small rope.
Unless you're trapped under it.
No, I'm thinking it's going to be, like, super tiny. So either you have one option where it cuts people in half, or two, it's just going to fall apart as it comes into the atmosphere, but...
I would go with the second one.
Yeah, probably. Although it is kind of a cool thought to think people are just going to be cut in half and buildings and stuff by this super thin rope thing. Like Ghost Ship? You ever see that movie?
I did see that movie. I think we saw it together, actually.
Did we? I think we did. I think you're right.
God, that was such a dumb movie.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. But basically...
But everyone getting cut in half with a rope is pretty fucking cool.
In the kind of worst kind of way. But yeah, something like that, or it'll collapse, and it'll just wrap around the Earth because, you know, one side's going to go faster than the other. Hmm. You know, because the idea is you get it into geosynchronous orbit... Or the center of mass of the string is in geosynchronous orbit.
Yeah.
And therefore it stays in place and it doesn't move. But a meteor hits it. Something goes awry and the balance is off. Just comes down to Earth and it's all over the place and it's terrible. So yeah.
But it could happen. They could build one.
Like in theory, but yeah. No.
Well, no. Even physically, right. They could build it.
Well, we have this here in recording. I'm saying you're a dumbass. This isn't going to happen.
It might not happen, but it could.
Again, theoretically. But that's okay. We'll see. We'll
I mean, someone's going to be dumb enough to build it, and I agree. A meteor could hit it and fuck everyone's shit up. But, I mean, it's worth building, right?
Yeah. No.
Just imagine Earth with a giant dong. That's what I think a space elevator would be.
Well, if you think about it, it would make the Earth a giant sperm. You have...
And the long tail.
You have a big thing on the front with a long tail. It'd be perfect.
I like it. We need to build one.
Even now I want to build one just so we can turn Earth into a giant model of a sperm.
Yep.
All right. Cool. I'm glad we reached that conclusion together.
Can we call the space elevator the Shaft?
Sure. Why not? All right. Well, for the most part, we're out
once
of topics.
Once again, proving that men are the superior race. Our wow. Superior sex. Yeah, that's what we would be.
Girls are crazy, but you know what?
Girls are batshit crazy.
But if I had to pick between spending the rest of my life with girls and spending the rest of my life with guys, girls would win every time.
Joey, if I had the choice to spend the rest of my life with girls or with you, I'd pick you.
Oh, well, thanks. But, you know. Because I don't know, I like hanging around girls more than boys. Boys are annoying.
Everyone's annoying. Everyone annoys the shit out of me.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, statistically speaking, girls, for me, are less annoying than boys.
Statistically, I could reproduce with girls. I could reproduce with more girls than guys, thus girls win. But
okay, all right. Well, that's the good science math right there.
Yeah.
Here we go, educating people on how sex works again.
Yep.
Man, we are great.
Yep.
So any thoughts you have before we wrap up this duo podcast?
I think
microphone testing?
I think I verbally diarrheaed this podcast, so...
It was a joint effort. We verbally diarrheaed together.
Diarrheaed it.
But hopefully this was at least a good test for our new mics. And I believe we might actually be able to pull off a third mic before next week's podcast, where Cy should be back.
Yep.
And I believe we're going to record on Tuesday, so it's like 4 days from now.
Okay, well, we might not have that.
That wouldn't work, because even if I ordered it today, we wouldn't get it until at least Wednesday, I think.
Right.
That's
well,
right.
Damn.
Next podcast, we will have three mics, although they might not even notice, because that one mic there might be enough for both of you.
Yeah, we'll find out next week.
Yeah, so tune in next week for the surprise of how many microphones do we have.
Or how well they work.
Or how well they work.
With three people.
With three people.
And potatoes.
Echo.
Papas fritas. I can't pronounce Spanish R's.
Yeah, we can't even end the podcast without going out on some tangent about papas fritas and patatas.
Patatas. Tatas. Boobs. What?
What? Wow. Good podcast, Ben.
Good podcast, Joey. It's been a great night.
It's been a great night. Thanks for tuning in. We did a terrible job tonight, but that's okay. We had a good time. And I really have to take a piss.
Do you? Oh, we didn't piss before the podcast.
No, we didn't.
I think we just kind of ran down here, did a mic test, and jumped right into it.
Yeah, we were super excited for our mic, so we apologize for the lack of quality. It's okay.
These things are awesome. They look like the little mics that come down from the ceiling in a boxing event.
Yeah, they do. And they are legit shit. I mean,
they're not shit. They're legit. They're not
It is almost like we're actually almost professionals. We even have mic stands.
I know.
Okay. Well,
we need is like an office, but I guess a basement works.
Yeah, basement's kind of like an office.
Yeah, same thing.
You know, maybe that new house you're getting will
pseudo
make a basement out of an office.
We're going to make a basement out of my house.
Make an office out of a closet or something. So,
can you? Well, I really hate to be, you know, the guys in the closet.
That'll be the start of a company. Yeah, well, we all started out in men's closet. That was the beginning of the company. Wow. All right, I'm going to end this podcast before we start going way off the deep end. All right, well, thanks for listening, and I'm going to move this mic out of the way, and I wonder if that picks up anything.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Carefully moved it out of the way in a logical fashion. So,
well, right. What if my closet turns into Narnia? We could totally make an office in Narnia.
Oh, I would totally be okay with that.
All right, well, no more tangents.
After the podcast.
All right, well, thanks for listening, guys.
Started on tangents, ended on tangents. Thanks for listening. Go tangents.
Later.